The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As you know, on Thursdays, we often pause from politics momentarily to talk about what we're thankful for. Let me tell you something I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Oconee County Sheriff's Office Corporal Charles Mulwey, who is making a positive influence, having an impact in his town of Westminster, in his county of Oconee County. You'll see Corporal Charles Mulwey out on the streets with a badge during the day, but after hours, he's doing some stuff that's having a very positive influence on some young people's lives. And on our 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Corporal Charles Mulwey. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm blessed to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I saw your story, and I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking with you about what you're doing over in Westminster and Oconee County. First off, I thank you for your service in law enforcement. You guys, you're not paid enough. You're not appreciated enough. And, of course, we're mourning the loss of a deputy over in Greenville County, Jumper. I knew Sergeant Jumper. I had a chance to meet him a number of times over the years with my work with Crime Stoppers, and it's just a sad day for law enforcement in upstate South Carolina. But you're putting a very positive light on what law enforcement can do as well. Talk with us for a minute about your nonprofit activities there in Oconee County.
It's a it's, as you said, it's a nonprofit. We're run basically off of donations. If people don't donate, we don't operate. And I'm not trying to be a rapper when I say that, but we offer, going forward in 2021, we plan on offering an after-school program where the kids will get a free hot meal and a snack. Because of the pandemic, we didn't implement that this year. We were going to go ahead and implement free camps this year. Yeah. We didn't do that because of the pandemic. So next year, we plan on having an after-school program in 2021 starting in August. We plan on having free camps. Everybody's not going to be athletes, so we'll have a football for boys, volleyball for girls, and a reading camp, possibly a STEM camp. But some of the services we're going to offer is ACT, SAT prep. We have a law enforcement liaison program. We'll have the after-school program and a lot of other programs that right now off the top of the hip I don't want to mention because I don't want people stealing my ideas because there's people out there that are taking some of my ideas and trying to roll with them.
Well, but now that could be a good thing, Corporal, because it means you got some good ideas.
It could, but I don't want them to roll them out before I get to roll them out.
I hear you. Corporal Charles Mulwey on our guest line this morning, and Corporal Mulwey, in his spare time, operates an organization called Community Tree Center, and you're in Westminster, right? That's where the actual center is. That's correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The actual center is in Westminster, 220 East Main Street. Yeah. In Westminster.
I was driving through Westminster just last weekend. I spent some time over in your area, and what a great little town in Westminster. And you know, we've got a regular caller to our program, JR. He often has breakfast at Eva's over in Westminster. Yeah. You ever have breakfast at Eva's?
I have. Yes, sir. I have. Good food, yeah. Good people.
Oh yeah. And speaking of food, now you guys, you had a fish fry not long ago to benefit Community Tree Center, and you've got a breakfast coming up in December, right?
Yes, sir. We had a plate sale last week that featured fish and chicken wings. It was to raise money for our coat giveaway next month on the 7th of November. What we wanted to do is buy brand new coats for kids. And if we can buy some for adults, we will too. But we're taking slightly used coats. But with the COVID, we prefer new coats. Yeah. But, you know, we can't make people buy new coats. So what we're doing is, you know, we're taking the coats, letting them air out, spraying them down with disinfectant every other day, then spray them with a little Lysol. And we'll continue to do that up until the day of the giveaway. But we should have enough coats to give each child one brand new coat this year. And then the breakfast plate sale we're going to have on December 5th you know, if you're around, come on out. But the breakfast plate sale on December 5th is going to be to purchase toys for the kids. The coat giveaway and the toy giveaway are both second annual things. We did them both last year, very successful. Last year, we had 350 coats. We gave away 350 coats and a ton of toys.
You said
this year,
350? You gave 350?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. We didn't put a limit on how many people could take. So the most I've probably seen one person take was maybe four coats. You know, I don't know who they're taking them for, and I don't know if they needed them. That, my purpose was to provide them for them. So
right. That's
the way we did that. And well, this year, like I said, on December 5th, we'll have another plate sale. It'll be a breakfast plate sale, as a matter of fact, with fried fish, jumbo shrimp, sausage, bacon.
Wow, I'm getting hungry hearing about it.
Come on down and get a plate. But the toy giveaway is December 19th. It's a Saturday, December 19th. We won't turn any kids away. You know, even kids that may be on the list at a school, I have no way of really knowing that or proving it, so I'm not going to turn any kids away. Last year, we were able to give each child five toys each, you know, and we went all the way up to about 16 years old. We had stuff for at least up to 16 years old. This center is basically designed for elementary kids and middle school kids. We cut the age limit off at rising ninth graders. What I plan on doing is trying to employ some high schoolers from all three different high schools in this county to help with homework. I'm eventually going to put in for grants around the first of the year. I'm hoping things will let up and people will be back to work in these offices in Washington and in the state where we can apply for grants to employ these kids or pay them, you know, $8 an hour maybe to help with homework for a couple hours in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And on Saturdays, we're probably going to be babysitters because we're going to be open on Saturdays for about 5 hours, and we'll take the kids to play basketball, to the movies, feed them pizza, show them a movie inside the facility. But next month as well, we have a damsel defense all-female class. The first hour, instruction was free. The next 3 hours is $10 an hour. It's $30 because we have to pay the instructor. And then the following month, we're going to have a teenage sex education class is put on by Share in our building through us. The kids will be taught, unwanted touching, hygiene, you know, teen pregnancy, stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. Well, what great work you're doing over in your area there. Again, Community Tree Center. How can people find out information about your organization?
They can go to Community Tree One, the number one, on Facebook. We're on Instagram as well, Community Tree One on Instagram, but the Facebook page has tons of pictures, has going forward, tells you what we're doing ahead of time so people can get out. We're already planning next year, Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, to give out a food box with canned goods and a turkey.
Wow.
So we're already working on that, and we have donors already. Like I said, we're run off of donations. We don't have any grants right now. We hadn't applied for any grants. So I'm challenging any business in this county, any church in this county that can afford to, or any individual, if you give us $5, it's $5 more than we have. But there's information up on our Facebook page on how to donate. And right now, we're working on putting up a Venmo link where people can donate directly up there.
Right, right. Well, good for you. And again, I thank you for what you're doing, Corporal Charles Mulwey with the Oconee County Sheriff's Office, but also the CEO, the director, the probably the janitor as well of the Community Tree Center. You got to do everything, don't you?
I am. I was sweeping yesterday. I was dumping trash on Saturday. Yes, sir. I wear all hats. But I have a great staff. I don't want the spotlight to be on me. Yes, I'm the founder. The Lord laid this vision on my heart. But I have a great staff. I have five board members that are on-hand board members. I have a staff of about 12 people. I have a nurse on staff. You know, we have a photographer on staff, and I got five staff members, too, that are great. Our meetings usually hold about 10 people. It's five board members, myself, and the five staff members. And like I said, they're all great, great people. And most of them are from the Westminster area.
Yep. Well, it takes a great group of people to do something like you're doing. Again, I applaud your efforts for having a positive impact. You know, it's one thing to do what you're doing, but I think it means even more that these kids can see someone in law enforcement like you, having a positive influence. And I tell you what, I want to come over. I want to meet you. I want to see the Community Tree Center. And I've got a check for you that I'm going to give you only if I can hand it to you in person. Can we do that?
Hey, I appreciate that. Come on over. If, hopefully you'll make it soon. Just give me a call or email me, and I'll meet you if we're not open, and we could I could show you a good time there, because we got a ton of things inside the building for the kids to do. We have games. We have a ton of instruments that were donated by the building owner, and the only stipulation he had for me was not to let the kids tear them up.
Right.
So we have a painted in the floor chess and checkerboard. It's very neat. Very neat.
Wow. Well, thank you again, Corporal Charles Mulwey, and I'm going to see you soon because I want to support what you're doing over in Oconee County. God bless you.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
God bless you too, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too. Have a safe day.